Not everyone is happy about our marriage. In fact, because it holds such powerful redeeming love and reflecting the glory of God in the world, evil is hell-bent against it. We must remember this and learn to resist all the ways in which the powers of hell are out to cause chaos and division between us. For instance, we might objectively realize our latest disagreement or disappointment is not that big of a deal, but we still find ourselves worn out and at our wits' end. We're ready to give our wife a piece of her mind and just throw in the towel. Certainly almost anything would be better than having these same fights over and over again. To be sure, we bring our own immaturity and sin into our marital discourse. We selfishly want what we want and grow increasingly frustrated when we place this demand on our wife and the marriage rather than looking first to God. But it's also true we have an enemy who seeks to devour us, and this includes taking us out in our marriage. Many of the stories we tell ourselves are lies straight from the pit of hell, and so subtle, like a lion stalking his prey, we're often not even aware of them. For example, she's impossible to please, and there's no point of even trying. Or, I'm just a worthless screw-up, and I need to do whatever I can to make her happy and keep her around. I'm nothing without her. Or perhaps, marriage shouldn't be this hard. Maybe I never should have married her. This list can go on, but the results are the same. Anger and resentment eventually gives way to losing heart and disconnection. We fight against this evil in part by learning to see the unseen. This allows us to stay alert and watchful, fighting for each other rather than against each other. In the end, fight for your marriage by recognizing and boldly resisting the evil set against it. Your marriage is meant to be a light in a dark world.